All right. All right, we'll say. We've got a hot mic. Let's begin. All right, we'll say. So today's daf is daf ches. We're going to pick up actually at the Mishnah on daf ches, about 10-12 lines down from the top. Our shir this month is sponsored by Paul and Kathy Pollack, Mary of Solon Floret Pollack, Sarah Bas Avram, Mishmuel Ben Zachariah. May their neshamas have an aliyah and the family a nechama. Thank you for the sponsorship. Five lines over the bottom. Okay, we're going to start. We'll start from the Mishnah, and I'll just record the rest afterwards. I still owe you two recordings in Mirat Hashem. Did you say something on an aleph?
It would be helpful for me.
Oh. Okay, this is not remedial daf yomi. All right. So let's begin. We'll begin at the Mishnah. We'll begin at the Mishnah and Emir Tzashem. He stopped at the two dots on the bottom.
Just for us, right. Okay.
Fine. All right. Emir Tzashem, I'll go back and I'll record that piece for you guys. Fine. So we'll say, as we get from Mishnah. Bottom line of that whole sugi is it's usher. That's the bottom line. That's the take home message. Is you can't, don't think about doing it. Don't actually do it. And if you did it, feel bad about having done it. That's the take home. So it says the Mishnah. Well, so let's begin. Ein beis din zchesam adalef. 8a the Mishnah. Ein beis din chayoven ad shioru b'davar shezdono kareis. So we'll say we're now delving still more into some of the technicalities regarding under what circumstances is par he'alam davar min atzibur brought. So what we're beginning to see is that even you could have a situation where Beis Din has delivered an erroneous, ruling, but lav dafko that they're going to bring the par he'alam davar min atzibur because of that particular type of transgression. So therefore, the Mishnah says over here, Bezin only brings the par at shioru b'davar until they make a mistake regarding a matter shezdono kares whose intentional violation would be a chi of kares b'shigagaso chatos and a shogig violation ultimately again would have been a chatos. So we'll say generally those two things go hand in hand. Anything, usually something for which intentional violation would be a chi of kares. Generally, unintentional violation incurs a chi of chatos. So therefore, the Gemara is saying over here, only if Beis Din goes ahead and rules regarding something whose intentional violation would have been a chi of kares, an unintentional violation would have been a chi of chatos, and again, then the rest of the criteria kicks in. And then again, the majority of the tzibor goes in and follows that psak of Beis Din, so on and so forth. Then they bring a par halam davar min tzibor. V'china Mashiach. We'll say so too again, the koina Mashiach, which was the sugya that we began in yesterday's daf. So too, if the koina Mashiach goes ahead and puts in, and thank you, an inadvertent ruling. Similarly again, even when it comes to, so we'll say, whatever the halacha is, remember, the koina Mashiach, Abosai, is a little bit of a different case. That's talking about where he himself went ahead and violated one of these types of averos, a special carbon he has to bring. Similarly again, even if Beis Din goes ahead and makes a psak halacha, when it comes to avodas kochavim, when it comes to idolatry, they're only chayiv if they go ahead and deliver an erroneous ruling whose intentional violation would have been a chi of kares, and unintentional violation would have been a chi of chatos. Good. Says the Gemara. Minalan. We'll say, where do we know that from? Rebbe Omer, Ne'amar Kan. So we'll say the Gemara over here makes a gzir shava. It says over here, V'noda hachatos ha-shechatu al-leho, V'krivu ha-kal par ben bakar. It says over here, Abosai, by the sugya, by the pasuk, of par he'alam darva min ha-tzibur. It says over here, al-leho, V'ne'amar lahalon al-leho. And it says over there, al-leho as well. Ma lahalon, dover shezdono kares ishigagasu chatos. So we'll say the second pasuk that the Gemara is quoting is actually interesting. It says, "V'isha el achosa lo sikach litzra legalos ervasala bechayeha." Torah gives me the prohibition of arayos, specifically the prohibition to marry sisters. So the Torah uses the lashon of aleha by par he'alam darva min atzibur. It uses the lashon of aleha by arayos, and it teaches me as follows: Malahalon davar shezdono kares shigasu chatos. Both say just like by arayos. Man marries his wife's sister. So again, intentional violation of that is kares. unintentional violation is a chatos. Afkan so too by par ha'alam darva min atzibor davar shezadona karis shiga gaso chatos. So too also by par ha'alam darva min atzibor, you only bring it if what? If Beis Din rules erroneously regarding something whose intentional violation would have been a chiyuv chatos, and intentional violation would have been a chiyuv karis, unintentional violation would have been a chiyuv chatos. Ashkechon Sibur. Suppose say, now I understand this halacha as it applies to a par ha'alam darva min atzibor, to collective responsibility, Mashiach minolan. How do we know that this applies to the par of the coin Mashiach as well? To which the Gemara says, La'ashmas ha'am. Because the Pasuk Rabosei says, when speaking about the coin HaMashiach, says, La'ashmas ha'am. Hari Mashiach k'tzibur. Ultimately, it teaches me that the din of the coin Mashiach is like what? Is like the din of the tzibur. Yossi, Nossi, similarly, again, we'll say, how do I learn about the Melech? So, Yolif, mitzvos, mitzvos. Ksiv hacha, ksiv gabi Nossi, va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. It says, about say, by the Nossi, by the Melech, if you will unintentionally violate one of the mitzvos Hashem, ksiv etzibor, va'asu achas mikol mitzvos. Matzibor, davar shezadono kari, sheshigagaso chatos. Just like by the tzibor, as we've established, the par ha'alam darva min atzibor is only applicable when the Beis Din rules regarding something whose intentional violation would be a chi of kares, and unintentional violation would be a chi of chatos. So too afnasi, davar shezadono kares, shigagaso chatos. Yachid, so the Gemara says, what about a carbon yachid? What about an individual, ultimately, again, who violates? Amakra, vim nefesh, v'yilmo tachton me'elyon. And I will say, if you look at Rashi, actually, Rashi is right across. In the right-hand column, yachid, nami eno mevi chatos, elo al davar shezadono kares, disnan komitza shabatora. So I will say, interesting, the Gemara says, and by the way, all of these halachos that apply to par ha'alam darva min atzibor, the special par of the coin Mashiach, and the special carbon of the king, is the same halachos by a yachid. We'll say, a yachid, an individual, only brings a carbon chatos if he made a mistake, if he inadvertently committed an aveira, whose intentional violation would be a chi of kares. So if you did something unintentionally, where had you done it intentionally, it would be a chi of kares, then you bring a carbon chatos. So we'll say, interestingly enough, it turns out that kind of everyone shares the same halacha. The par ha'alam darva min atzibor, the par of the coin Mashiach, the special carbon of the king, and the chatos of the yachid are all of them are only brought in the same circumstances. Namely, that halacha lemaisa, you did something which had you done it intentionally would have been a chi of kares, and now when you do it unintentionally, again, everybody brings their respective karbanos. Incredible. And again, the Mishnah said that the Beis Din is only chayv par ha'alam darva min atzibor if what? If they go ahead and they paskin regarding avodah zarah for something that had they done it intentionally would be a chi of kares, then unintentionally chi of chatos. Sabolos chal minolam. How do we know this about avodah zarah? The Tan Rabbanon, lefishi atzavolos kochavim lidon ba'atzma. So we'll say, interestingly enough, so avodah zarah is singled out amongst the different prohibitions in the Torah. If you look at Rashi, again, it's Rashi right across in the right-hand column. The fishy yatzavolos kochavim, tahacha ksiv v'chisishku v'lo ksa'asu v'lo ksiv hacha kare. So we'll say, so we're going to see this for just a moment in the Gemara, but avodas kochavim is singled out to be judged in a singular fashion. Yochul yuchayoven afila davar shein zedonah kare shegaso chatos. I might have thought that because avodah zarah is singled out and treated in such a severe fashion, that maybe Beis Din is chayev for a par ha'alam davar min atzibor, even if what we'll say, even if they paskind, that you could do something that had you done it intentionally would not be a chiyuv kares. So what's an example of something by avodah zarah that's asr but not a chiyuv kares? Right? So the simplest example, we'll say, remember again, early in our avodah zarah days, Beis Din paskins that you're allowed to say how beautiful the avodah zarah is. That's an isra d'oraisa. So remember again, one of the interpretations of lo sechanim, you can't go ahead and say how beautiful avodah zarah is. So Beis Din paskin, you could go ahead and extol the beauty of avodah zarah. Okay, it's asr, but it's not a chiyuv kares. So I might have thought that because avodah zarah is singled out, maybe it's treated in a more chamerdika fashion, and therefore even a Beis Din paskin regarding so it's not a chiyuv kares, then it should still be asur. Ne'amar kan me'inei, ve'ne'amar lahalon me'inei. Ma lahalon, so we'll say, the Gemara says, it says over here, by par halam davar min atzibor, me'inei, right? Ultimately, again, it says over here, actually, the truth is, this pasuk that is quoting over here is, asher nosi yechta, he's quoting over here. I'm sorry. No. This is the pasuk. Vaya me'ene ha'ida nesta l'shkaga. It says over here, ene. V'ne'emar l'halon, ene. And we'll say, it says ultimately again, by m'kola das yisra yishku v'ne'elam davar me'ene akal. Ma'al l'halon davar shezidon okari, so shigagas uchatos. Just like over there by the paradigmatic case of paralam davar minatzibor. We're talking about a situation where, again, it's something where had you done it intentionally, b'chiv karis unintentionally chatos, afkan so to viable the zara. So we'll say again, there's a gzeir shava ultimately between Avodah Zarah and Parhat Alam Dava Minat Tzibor. Just like by Parhat Alam Dava Minat Tzibor, you're only chayiv if what? If the Beis Din paskins regarding something whose intentional violation would have been a chi of kareis, unintentional violation a chi of chatos, so too in Beis Din paskins regarding Avodah Zarah, they're also only chayiv if they permit something which had it been done intentionally would be a chi of kareis, unintentionally a chi of chatos. Ashkechon tzibor. I only know as this applies to the tzibor. Yochid nosi mashiach minolon. We'll say ultimately again, how do you know that it applies to an individual? The Nasi is the king. The Mashiach, Rav Osai, is the coin Mashiach. I know that applies to them as well. Amakra, the Nefesh Achos. If Sabosa, therefore, the Pasuk says in Nefesh Achos, Echad Yochid, Echad Nasi, the Echad Mashiach, Kulon Bichlal Nefesh Achosin. They are all included in that phrase, Nefesh Achos, the Yimot Tachton Min Ha'elyon. Honicha Lamad Dimapik Lei. So we'll say all of this makes sense if you go out and you subscribe to the Gzir Shava of Aleha Aleha, as we said before. El Rabbanan de Mafkile la Aleha la Arayos, Vitzaros. So we'll say the Rabbanan, however, use the Gzir Shava of Aleha to teach me a separate halacha. What's the halacha? We'll say if you look at the last Rashi on the right hand side column, El Rabbanan. The rabbis use Aleha for a different drasha. We'll say the Rabbanan ultimately again use the lashon of Aleha to go ahead and teach me other halachos regarding co-wives and yibum. So where do they learn out? Davar shezadono karis shigagaso chatas minalu. Where do they learn out? Rabbi saying that halacha lemaisa the only chayv a karban if the Beis Din goes ahead and issues an erroneous ruling with something whose intentional violation would have been kares, unintentional chatos, to which the Gemara says, Nafkaluhu midemasnila Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi lebre. So we'll say they learn out from the following teacher, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Torah ach, we'll say first wide line, chesam dalef. Torah achos yielochem, looseb bishkaga. Pasuk says there will be one Torah, one halacha for those, for you, for those who go ahead and commit the avera bishkaga. Vanefesh asher te'asa biyad rama. Hukshak hala Torah kula la'avodas kochavim. So we'll say the Torah equates all other halachas with avodah zara. Ma'avodas kochavim. Shechayavin al zedono kareis al shigagaso chatos. But also just when it comes to avodas kochavim, if you go ahead and the only time you're chayav was, in other words, the only time the tzibor, kohen mashiach, nasi and yochid are chayav is if ultimately again they issued an erroneous ruling regarding something whose intentional violation was the chi of kareis and unintentional violation was the chi of chatos. So the Gemara says, ma avodas kochavim shechayavin al zedono kareis al shigagaso chatos afkan. So too in all other cases as well, shechayavin al zedono kareis al shigagaso chatos. Ashkechon yochid. So we'll say this teaches me the liability regarding the individual. Nasi umashiach. Bein ba'avodas kochavim. Bein b'shar mitzvos. Sorry. Let me say that again. So Ashkechon Yochid, Nasi Umashiach, Bein Ba'avodas Kochavim, Bein B'Shar Mitzvos. So we'll say now, I've established this halacha as it applies to the Yochid, the Nasi, and the Mashiach. Both in terms of Avodas Kochavim, as well as by other mitzvos. Tzibor Minolan, how do I know that this distinction of Osei also applies with Tzibor? Namely, that a par halam davar minat Tzibor only applies where? In a case where the Beis Din gave an erroneous ruling regarding something. Again, I know I keep saying the same phrase over and over again. Where, again, the intentional violation would have been a chi of kares, unintentional violation would have been a chi of chatos, yalef elyon mitachton. So we'll say, essentially, again, we learn out the earlier section As you say, Yolef Elio Mitachzon, we learn out the earlier pasuk from the later pasuk. The Gzer Shav, as mentioned before. The Rebbe, Had Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, my Avilei. So we'll say, what does Rebbe do with the limud of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi? Because remember, again, he doesn't need it because he has the Gzer Shav of Aleha Aleha. So ma pikli lichidisanyo. He uses it to teach me the following halacha. Lefish shematzinu, shechalak ha-kosov ben rabim liyechidim. We see ultimately that what? We see that the pasuk makes a distinction between the rabbim and the yechidim, between collective guilt when the avir is committed by a rabbim and yachid. So now, what is this referring to? So this is talking about a irani dachos. The Torah makes a distinction of also between avodah zarah worshipped by a collective versus avodah zarah worshipped by individuals. How so? Rabbim b'sayif umamonim avid. But say, if the rabbim, which is an irani dachos, an entire city worships idolatry, so we'll say, what happens? They are killed b'sayif with a sword, and what happens to their property? Their property is destroyed. Look at Rashi just a moment. We'll say, this is in the left-hand column in Rashi, about halfway into the short lines. Rabbim b'sayif, it's right across from the Mishnah on top. B'mezid. So we'll say again, if the people of a city intentionally worship Avodah Zarah, so they are killed and their property is destroyed. Yet the Gemara says Yechidim beskila umamon palot. Yet Rabbi say, interestingly enough, if individuals worship idolatry, then what? They are killed with skila and their money is spared. Their property is not destroyed. So we'll say an interesting distinction here. So again, if the collective worships idolatry, so they are killed. They are killed and their money is destroyed. Yechidim, ultimately again, skila. Yachol nechlak b'karbon oseim. So you might have thought that what? That their karbonos should be distinct as well. Talmud lomar etorah achos yeh. Therefore the pasuk teaches me that what? That halacha lemaisa, they go out and they bring the same karbon. Look at Rashi. Talmud lomar etorah achos. Tirani dachos deshogig. Ki yechidim damu. Umaisi kochad v'chad sira ki yochid. Rabbi says, what it teaches me is as follows. That even if you have a situation of an irani dachos b'shogig, which is an interesting case, of an entire city worships Avodah Zarah b'shogig, they thought it was permitted. Their responsibility, Rabbi say, is no different than what? Than an individual who goes out and worships idolatry b'shogig, which is, they bring a seer. They bring one seer. Fine, maski for Rabbi Chilkiyah, me'agronya, taimad lo chalak ha-kosef. The reason that it's true they have one halacha is because Torah does not distinguish between them. Ha chalok, but had the Torah made a distinction. Hava mina nachlok. So the Gemara says, see, interestingly enough, the reason why, so also what the Gemara is saying is as follows, that whether, even though when you have intentional worship of idolatry, a city is treated different than an individual. So if a city worships idolatry, you're in idachas intentionally, so the city is killed beside with the sword and their property is destroyed. If an individual intentionally worships Avodah Zarah, we'll say, then what's the halacha? He's killed with a sword. He's killed with skila, right? And ultimately, his property is spared. See, even though when they worship intentionally, they are reckoned separately, when they worship unintentionally, they have the same halacha. Namely, they both bring the same karmon of the seir. So Gemara says, the reason for that is because Torah doesn't distinguish between them. Ha chalak, but had the psukim made some type of distinction between them. Ha va'amina nachlok. I might have thought they have different carbonic liability. Well, how could that be? My nisi. What should they bring? Nisi par. If you want to say ultimately again that they should bring a par. Tzibor. Bishar mitzos udamaisi. Nisi. So the Gemara says, Tzibor, bishar mitzos udamaisi. So we'll say they can't be because the Tzibor is already bringing a par by the inadvertent commission of other Averis. Nisi par the olo usir lechatos. Maybe you would have thought that ultimately, again, therefore they should bring a par for an ola and a seer for a chatos. Tzibar ba'avodas kochavim udamaisu. Ultimately, again, the tzibar is already bringing that for avodas kochavim. Nasi seer. So you say they should bring a seer. Nasi b'shar mitzos udamaisi. The nasi is already bringing a seer for other averos. Nasi seera yochid nami hainu karbano. So the Gemara says, itzrich sakadait chamina tzibor maisi par liola usir lechatos. I would have thought as follows, that maybe the tzibor brings a par for an ola, usir for a chatos. Hani, naisi ipcha. Maybe again the people who worship Avodah Zarah should bring just the opposite. Par lechatos usir leola. Inami, tzorech ve'in lo takano. Or maybe the other possibility is they need a carbon, but there's no way to remedy it. Therefore, kamash on Rabbah says it's not halacha. So I'll say, kamash, well, just to make a very long story short, kamash malon, that the bottom line halacha is that when there is inadvertent worship of idolatry, be it by an individual or by a collective, the punishment, not the punishment, but the remedy is the same. Namely, everybody brings a seer. Everybody brings a singular seer as the kapara for that idolatrous worship. So we'll say, so just the takeaway from this, the bottom line halacha lemaisa is, when there is intentional worship of idolatry, then the yachid and the rabbim are reckoned separately. The rabbim are going to be killed with sayif, and their property is destroyed. The yachid is killed with skila, and his property is spared. However, again, when there is inadvertent idolatry, so both the rabbim, Iran Idachas, as well as the yachid are reckoned the same way. Everybody brings the same karban, the seer, for inadvertent worship of idolatry. Good. So we'll say, let's go back there. The chuli alma, miyas kik sivi, hani krai bavadas kachabun dichsivi. And here's what's interesting. Now, what's interesting is as follows. These psukim that we're quoting over here are written by idolatry. So the Gemara says, my mashma, how do I know that ultimately, again, it's a reference to idolatry? Amar Rav Avitim Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, va'amri le kedi, or say kedi is a person. Amar Krav, the Pasuk says, quoting over here, the Pasuk in Bamidbar, v'chi sishku v'lo sa'asu es kol ha'mitzvos ha'ila, asher diber Hashem el Moshe. So the Pasuk says as follows, v'chi sishku v'lo sa'asu, if you will go ahead and sishku, you'll go and you'll make a mistake, and you will not perform one of the mitzvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. So now, again, the Gemara, we dashed in this Pasuk earlier, and the Gemara already presupposed that it was referring to idolatry. Then if you'll notice again, what's the intriguing part about this Pasuk, I will say, is that it makes no reference to what? To idolatry. Right? To Kedi also, correct, meaning that's Trosa, but I'm saying it makes no reference, so we've been accepting it as a fait accompli that it's referring to idolatry. It makes no reference to idolatry. So the Gemara just asks, how do you know that it's referring to Avodah Zarah? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. Ezu hi mitzvah shishkula kechola mitzvah. So we'll say, what is the mitzvah? What it really means over here is, what's the Aveira? Right? But what's the mitzvah that is comparable to all other mitzvos? Havi omra avodas kochavim. We'll say, it would be idolatry. Now, what does that mean? What it means is, what is the Avera, which is just as severe as all of the other Averos put together? And I will say the answer to that is, Avodah Zarah. Look at Rashi. Which also, because remember, again, if you subscribe to idolatry, it's as if you've been kofar, it's as if you have negated your belief in the rest of the Torah. I don't know, say that a person could eat tarfus and still be a ma'amin ba'ashem. A person could wear shatnez and still be a ma'amin ba'ashem. Avodah Zarah, by definition, negates belief in the Ribono Shel Olam. So therefore, again, the Gemara understands it over here. What was the pasuk? I'm sorry. V'chi sishku v'lo sasu es kol mitzvos sa'ila. If you will go out and you will make a mistake and you will not perform all of the mitzvos. So what's the Avera, which essentially is tantamount to the performance of all other Averos? Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, "Debe Rabbi Tana, Amar Kra Asher Dibra Hashem Moshe." Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe. Ksiv Asher Tziva Hashem Al Aleichem Biad Moshe. Ezu Yimitzvah is actually very interesting. So on one hand, the pasuk says Asher Dibra Hashem El Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Uksiv Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem Biad Moshe." So we'll say the first pasuk seems to indicate there's a halacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transmitted to Moshe, and the second pasuk seems to indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated it directly to us, Biyad Moshe, in the hand of Moshe. So Ezu Yimitzvah, Shikitiburo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'tziva Al Yedei Moshe. We'll say, what was the one mitzvah where the Ribono Shel Olam spoke to us, with Yerusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yat V'tziva Al Yedei Moshe, B'yat Moshe Rabbeinu was empowered, Moshe Rabbeinu was charged with explaining that halacha? Havi Omer Zavodas Kochavim, this Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel Anochi Velo Yelecha Mipi Gvura Shamanum. Because we'll say, interestingly enough, Anochi Hashem Lekech, I am Hashem your God, and Lo Yelecha Elohim Achairim. Do not have any other gods. The first two Dibros were given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but yet what? Moshe Rabbeinu was charged with explaining them to us. Look at the last Rashi on the Daf. Da'anochi v'lo yeh lecha mipi ha'gvura shamanum, da'ainu sheshamum b'dibur shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tziva al yedei Moshe b'kama parashir shebetorah, kigon, lo tishtachave ala el acher, to lo shamanu v'hi Moshe. So we'll say, interesting enough, this is reconciliation of two psukim. What's the one mitzvah where God spoke to us directly, but yet Moshe Rabbeinu was charged with filling in the details and explaining the halachas to us? avodah zara. We heard the prohibition directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, but yet again, Moshe Rabbeinu was charged ultimately again with explaining these halachos as they apply. So the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael taught the following halacha. Pasuk says, "Lemina yoma asher tziva Hashem v'halu doroseichem." So literally, again, the pasuk says, "From this day that God commanded you forward for all generations." Says the Gemara, "Izuhi mitzvah shenemar b'tchila." So what is the mitzvah? I'll say ultimately again, that was quote unquote said at the beginning, but yet again it was explained throughout the generations. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Lemin hayom hachi mashma is kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem biad Moshe. So which is the mitzvah Rabosai, which was said in the beginning and then perpetuated through generations? So what was the mitzvah that was said betchila? One of the first mitzvahs, Rabosai, again, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and lo yeh lecha Elohim achim are really sister mitzvos. One is the positive statement of theology, belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what? The second is the prohibition, don't have other gods. So the Amar Zavadus Kachavim, v'ha Amar Mar, eser mitzvos nitzdavu Yisrael b'mora. But yet again, we learn that Klal Yisrael is given 10 mitzvos in mora. D'chsiv v'yam shumam t'shumam v'kol ha-shumam l'kecha. So we'll say, so here's what's interesting. The Gemara is darshaning that Avodah Zarah is one of the first mitzvos we received. Here's the palatable say, is that what? It's not true. Right? We know that the prohibition of Avodah Zarah was given to us at Har Sinai. Now the truth is, it's not really totally true. Because remember, the prohibition of Avodah Zarah is already part of what? Already part of Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, which was already commanded to us much earlier on. But as a formal tziboy to Klal Yisrael was not given until Matan Torah. And yet, again, we were already commanded 10 mitzvos in Mara. Therefore, the Gemara says, "Ella mechavarta kiddushanin ar meikara." Rather, the Gemara says, "You know what? We're better off going with the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, or like Rabbi, like we saw earlier, who dashed in the psukim of Avodah Zarah a little bit differently." Good. But now we go weiter. Supposed to suggest you should know the takeaway from that Mishnah. Bosai is pretty much as the halacha is espoused in the Mishnah that for par ha'elam davar minat tzibur, so the tzibur is only chayiv, or I should say differently. Whoever you paskin like, there is only a par ha'elam davar minat tzibur. Whoever is bringing that par, whether it's Beis Din or it's Kali, so whoever is bringing it, but the carbon is only applicable. And Rabosai, when Beis Din delivered an erroneous ruling regarding something whose intentional violation would have been a chi of kares, an unintentional violation would be a chi of chatos. Only under those circumstances, ultimately, again, is a par ha'elam darva minat tzibur brought. Says the Mishnah, Ein chayavin al asei va'alos asei sheva mikdash. So we'll say another very interesting halacha here. Another very interesting halacha. In chayavin ala seva alosa se shemit. Suppose, what's this case over here? So, Beis Din, I'll read the Rashi in just a moment, but essentially what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Asei and losa se shemit, Shabosa means, let's say Beis Din erroneously paskins regarding a matter of tuma in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know again, to make a very long story short, if somebody's tummy, they can't enter into the Beis HaMikdash, or they can't partake of certain sacrificial items. Let's say Beis Din's erroneous ruling is regarding entry into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tuma. Look at Rashi just a moment. Ein Beis Din chayiv karban ala seva alos asei shev mikdash. Rashi says, Hainu tumas mikdash v'kadashav. We'll say this is referring to Beis Din erroneously rules regarding ritual purity and impurity vis-a-vis entry into the Beis HaMikdash or consumption of sacrificial items. Asei sheva mikdash v'yishachol min ha-machane kol tzarua lo sasei v'lo yitamos machaneim. Sha'af api, so the novelty over here is as follows. Simple case. Beis Din paskin that a metzora could come into the Beis HaMikdash. Keep it simple. So let's say again, the majority of Kali saw Mitzvah, they enter into the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Din doesn't bring a par helam davar minat tzibur for this. Why not? I'm reading Rashi. Shuz edono kareis v'shigaso chatas hoil ve'in shigaso bechatas kavua ela karban chatas ole v'yored hilchach patu legamre kidma farish b'gemara. So this is actually very interesting. As we're going to see, the only time that Beis Din is chayev a par helam davar minat tzibur is when when they pass him regarding something whose intentional violation is a chi of kares, and unintentional violation is what we call a chatas kavua. We'll say, what does chatas kavua mean? It is an established chatas, as opposed to a carbon ola viyard. What's a carbon ola viyard? The value of what you have to bring depends on what? Your financial circumstances. Right? The wealthy person brings one type of carbon, a poor person brings another type of carbon. So for that type of situation, even though, again, this is a case of where intentional violation is a chi of kares, an unintentional violation is a chi of chatos, now we're qualifying that. Parallel and double in the tzibur only comes about when it's a chi of chatos, what we call a chatos kavua. But if it's an ola v'yoreit, no parallel and double in the tzibur. Back to the Mishnah. Se'in chayavin ala seva ala osa seishu v'mikdash, ve'in mevi'in asham taloi al asei va'alo sasei shiva mikdash. Furthermore, again, I will say, individuals will not bring in asham taloi. I'll say asham taloi is a carbon that is brought when a person is not sure if they have violated an avera that may be a kares bearing prohibition or not. So you do not bring in asham taloi al asei va'alo sasei shiva mikdash. So we'll say asei and lo sasei shiva mikdash, we'll say means that again, a person may have entered into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of purity. Look at Rashi for just a moment again. Rashi says, "Ein mevin yichidin asham taloi ala seva lo sasei shem mikdash de'ein asham taloi ba ela asafek chatas kavua." Both say it's the same idea. Asham taloi only is brought when intentional violation would have resulted in a definitive chatas. But in a case like this, where even intentional violation only results in what? Only results in an asham taloi. So an individual would not go ahead and, no, I'm sorry, in a carbon ola v'yored. So an individual would not bring an asham taloi in this case. So again, let me just say this to you once more. We're talking over here regarding entry into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah. This is a halacha that under normal circumstances, if you do it intentionally, what's the punishment? Kares. If you do it unintentionally, what's the punishment? Chatos. But the chatos that's brought to Rabbi Yosef in this kind of circumstance is what kind of chatos? What we call a carbon ola v'yored. What the Mishnah is teaching Rabbi Yosef is as follows. Par ha'elam darva min atzibor only applies in a case where the chatos is what's called a chatos kavua, a set chatos. But if the chatos is a carbon ola v'yored like it is over here, then halach l'maisa, there is no par ha'elam darva min atzibor. Therefore, if Beis Din were to put up psak halacha, it is permitted to enter into the Beis HaMikdash if you are a mitzora, which again is a chi of kares intentionally, unintentional violation is a chi of chatas. There is no parham davar min atzibor. Why? Because this chatas over here is a chatas ole v'yored. And therefore, because it's not a kavua, therefore no parham davar min atzibor. Similarly, if an individual were to go ahead and enter into the Beis HaMikdash, in a state of tumah, bless you, intentionally, there would be a chi of kares. Normally, again, let's say we'll say, I'm not sure if I entered into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah or not. So we'll say, what kind of carbon do you bring in any situation where you did something unintentionally? That if you did it intentionally, it would be a chi of kares. You bring what? You bring an asham taloi. You don't bring an asham taloi in this case either. Why? Because asham taloi is only brought in a case where intentional violation would be a chatas kavua. Because this is not a chatas kavua, but a carbon ola v'yored, so too the individual does not bring a chatas as well. Or, excuse me, the individual does not bring an asham taloi as well. So Gemara says, "Avach chayavin ala seva lo sasei shebenida." But I will say, Beis Din paskins regarding a matter of nida and aser lo sasei shebenida, and they permitted something that was prohibited, so they were bringing a carbon ola v'yored in that case. Umaviim asham taloi ala seva lo sasei shebenida. But I say similarly, if an individual went ahead and potentially violated an Isser Nida, say he would bring an Asham Talay. But remember again, Asham Talay is only brought in a circumstance where I'm not sure if I violated something. I may have violated something, and so I bring an Asham Talay. Ezohi Mitzvahs Asay Shebenida. I will say, what's the case of where Beis Din Paskins regarding a prohibition of Nida? So Parish Mina Nida. So we'll say, let's say, for example, again, Beis Din said, Rashi says, Parish Mina Nida, Kolomar, Samoch Levesta, Kedei Shilote Roa B'Shas Tashmish. Well, it says it's actually very interesting. Let's say Beis Din says, Rabbi said, there's a whole concept of Vestos. Vestos Derabana, Vestos Deraisa. So is there a biblical obligation to separate from one's wife before the time that she becomes a nida. So we'll say, obviously when she's a nida, it's not a shayla. What about, again, the time right before she becomes a nida? Is there a chiyuv to be Polish or not? So we'll say, let's assume over here, according for the purpose of this Mishnah, that there's an obligation to separate from one's wife biblically, even in the period before, even in the time frame, before she becomes a nida, based in paskins erroneously, umitzas lo sa'aseh, al tava al nida, or about saying the mitzvah lo sa'aseh, let's say Bezdin goes ahead and permits a man to have relations with his wife when she's a nida. So we'll say, so these are circumstances where halacha l'maisa, again, if Bezdin paskin erroneously, there would be a par halam darva min atzibor, and if the individual conducted himself erroneously, or suffek if he conducted himself erroneously, then what Rabbi say? He would bring an asham taloi. So we'll say, so again, what's coming out of this Mishnah is as follows. He asked the Gemara, minahani mili, did tzibor lo mechai v'karban ba'alma, v'yachid asham taloi namila. So we'll say, the Mishnah just espoused a very important principle, which is what? Which is that halacha l'maisa, if based in paskin erroneously, in a case where, if done intentionally, there is a chiyuv kares, but unintentionally, Rabbi say, it is an ole, carbon olev yard, it's a chatas, but it's a carbon olev yard, it's not what we call a chatas kavua, so the Mishnah told me that what? That there is no chiyuv carbon, there is no chiyuv par halam darva min atzibor in that case. That's true for a tzibor. And if a yachid went ahead and may have violated that avera, he doesn't bring an asham taloi either. Where do we know this from? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdini, ne'amar va'ashem. The pasuk says, va'ashem. The pasuk says, va'ashem. Bechatas u'ba'asham taloi. Ve'ne'amar va'ashamo b'tzibor. Ma va'ashem b'yachid. Bechatas kavua, just like Rabbi said, the ashem, the liability by yachid, is only in the case of a chatas kavua, is only in the case, ultimately again, where Rabbi said, the only time we bring an asham taloi is when halacha lemaisa, intentional or unintentional, the only bring an asham taloi when the individual, had he known that he had definitively violated the prohibition unintentionally. Okay, I know that wasn't good English. Right? So I'll say, when do I bring in asham taloi? Only if an asham taloi, will say, is brought in a case of doubt. I'm not sure if I violated something. The only thing you bring in asham taloi is in a situation where, had I definitively done the act b'shogeg, which means, meaning, I know I did it, but I was unintentional, I would go ahead and bring a chatos. Right? So we'll say, in that kind of case, where unintentional violation would result in a chatos, that's where doubtful violation would generate an asham taloi. As the Gemara says, I know, it's a mouthful. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so Tzibor say, ultimately, again, a parallel government at Tzibor is also only in a case where, again, unintentional violation will be with a Chatas Kavua. Umat Tzibor Bechatas Kavua. And we'll say, just like the Tzibor, there is only a parallel government at Tzibor, we'll say, where unintentional violation would be a Chatas Kavua. Av Asham Talui, Nami ein ba ella al safek chatas kavua amri. So it's Rabbi say, the only time you bring in asham talir. Remember again, asham talir Rabbi say, is brought in a situation where I'm not sure what I did. I may have or I may not have violated a particular aveira. Rabbi say, that is only brought for an infraction whose definitive inadvertent violation would be a chiyav chatas kavua. So the Gemara says, yeah, if that's the case, carbon ola viorate nami. So we'll say, what about a carbon ola viorate? It also says haksiv vaya kiyasham laachas meila. We'll say, it seems to use the same verbiage there as well. Done in asham me ashamo, vein done in asham min yasham. We'll say, in order to go ahead and make the gzer shava, we're darish in asham and ashamo, which is the same shoresh, but not asham from yasham. O my nafkamina, but I don't understand, it's the same words. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina, va'atani divi Rabbi Yishmael, v'shava kohen, uba kohen, zoi shiva, zoi bia. We'll say this again, shava kohen, uba kohen, we'll say, has nothing to do with our discussion, has to do with tzaras of the bayis. We'll say, what that shava kohen, uba kohen teaches me as follows. Gzer shava, need not be made with the same words. Because the Torah makes, the Gemara makes exer shava of a shah koinu bakan, has to do with the unchanged nature of the tzaras on the home. So you see that even if you have words that are mamish not the same, but the contextually they are the same, you can make a gzera shava. Va'od neilaf min va'asham mitumas mikdash ve'kadash. Abdichsev v'utami va'ashem. To which the Gemara says, Amra papa, donin va'ashem u'mitzas Hashem, min ashem u'mitzas Hashem. So papa says, this is not just making a gzera shava from a word, this is making a gzera shava from a phrase. It's ashem u'mitzas Hashem, from ashem u'mitzas Hashem. Amar Rav Shimi bar Ashi, the Rav Papa, v'neilev v'ashem u'nesiyas avon, min v'ashem u'nesiyas avon. So we'll say, if that's the case, why not make a gzir shava between the phrase of ashem u'nesiyas avon, to ashem u'nesiyas avon, el amar Rav Nachar bar Yitzchak donin, v'ashem u'mitzos Hashem asher lo se'asena, min v'ashem u'mitzos Hashem asher lo se'asena, v'ayochiach, and don't bring a raya from the cases of Shmias Kol, Ubitui Svasayim, Vitumas Mikdash, Vikadash of Shalom, Neamar Bohen Vashem, Umitzos Hashem Shalom Seasena. And the boss said, do not bring a raya from the cases of Shmias Kol, Bitui Svasayim, Vitumas Mikdash, which the boss said is going to be the next Mishnah that we'll read in just a moment. Do not bring any raya from those cases where what? Because it does not say in those situations Hashem and Mitzos Hashem Asher Lo Seasena. So we'll say, so bottom line, halacha l'maisa, what do we take from here? Again, we're going to explain those three cases in just a moment. What we take from Rabbi Yosai is as follows. Another qualification when it comes to par ha'elam davar min ha-tzibur. When do you bring par ha'elam davar min ha-tzibur? Rabbi Yosai, only when? Only in a case where intentional violation would be a chi of kares, and unintentional violation would be what? A chi of chatos. But what kind of chatos? A chatos kavua. If the unintentional violation would be a chatos shena kavua, it's an example of chatos shena kavua, carbon olev yoreit, then halach lemaisa again, there is no param demon retziver. That is why, if based in paskins, and they make an erroneous ruling regarding tumas mikdash, they say someone who's a mitzora, someone who's tamei tumas meis, someone who's a zov, can enter into the beis hamikdash, even though again they're paskin, they're permitting something which is again a zechi of kares, because the inadvertent violation only requires what? A carbon olev yor, which is a chatos, but a chatos shena kavua. Therefore, there's no par helam davar min ha-tzibur. And on both sides, the same halacha applies to a yachid. A yachid is only chayiv and asham talui, which means a chiyuv chatas for potential violation if the intentional, unintentional violation, right? Which Rabbi Yosai means, I know I did something, but I thought it was permitted. You're only chayv and asham talui in that kind of case if what? If the unintentional violation would have been a chatas kavua. But if it would be a carbon olaviyorid, then there would be no asham talui in that circumstance as well. Rabbi Yosai, let's begin the next Mishnah. Ein chayav al shmias kol, val bitoi svasayim, val tumas mikdash vekadasha. So both say, so remember again, still par halum davar min ha-tzibur. So remember, tumas mikdash vekadasha is the previous case that we just said before. Shmias kol, both say, is the case, we're going to further clarify this, but it's the case, shmias kol, both say, is where, they're just leaving aside par halum davar min ha-tzibur, which is the moment. A person, I say to Reuven, I know that you know Eidos for me. Right? You know Eidos for me. And Reuven swears that he does not know Eidos for me. Well, say, and it turns out that what? That he's lying. That he does know Eidos for me. That's the case of Shmias Kol. Bitui Sasana, well, say, means a false oath. So again, based in his paskening in these kind of cases of Shmias Kol, either they're saying, again, if you know testimony for someone, you don't have to give it, you don't have to go ahead and give it to them, or Bito Sasayim, they allow me to swear falsely regarding something, or Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, but in all of these cases, Halach Lamais, again, there is no Par Halam Davar Min HaTzibur. Look at Rashi, why not? In Bezin Chayav and Al Shmias Kol, V'abito Sasayim, Al Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, Dechol Hani Havyon Bekarbon Olev Yored. Because we'll say these are also all examples of infractions where if done unintentionally, there is a chi of chatos, but the chi of chatos ultimately again is one of a carbon olev yored. So because of that, the halachos of hapar helam davar min ha-tzibur do not apply to them. V'hanasi ki yotzi bam di Rabbi Yosi. And we'll say in this case, the nasi, the king, the melech, has the same halachos as the beis din. Rabbi Kiva says, Hanasi chayiv bekulon, chutz mishmi askol. Rabbi Kiva says, no, a nasi, I will say, if he inadvertently violates any of these averus, will be chayiv for all of them, with one exception, I will say, which is the case of shmi askol, which I will say is the case, ultimately, again, of giving testimony on behalf of another person. Why? Shamelech lo don velo don in oso. Because I will say, a king cannot be a judge, and cannot be judged. Lo meid, also, but say ultimately again. Furthermore, again, he cannot be a witness, and you can't give testimony against him. So it's almost like a diplomatic immunity, meaning the king is above all. Which we'll see why that is. Says the Gemara. Amar Ula. My time to be Yosef Lili. What's Rabbi Yosef Lili's logic? So what's Rabbi Yosef Lili says that in all of these cases, the nasi is just like the Beis Din. So what's his logic? Amakra. Vayok yeshem la'achas me'ela, koshem ischayiv ba'achas mischayiv bekulon. Whoever, Rabbi Yosef, again, has liability in one of these cases, has liability in all of these cases. Ushein mischayiv ba'achas, in mischayiv bekulon, and whoever does not have liability in one of these cases, doesn't have liability in any of these cases. Either ve'ima mischayiv ba'achas me'en afa bishem mischayiv bekulon. I don't understand why do you say that? Why do all three of these things, Rabbi Yosef, have to be all or nothing? I understand there's a common denominator here that all of them are subject to the carbon olev yored, but I'm not sure why their halachas have to be linked to one another. Elo, time to Rabbi Yosef Miacha. Rather, Rabbi Yosef's logic is as follows. Look at Rashi. Elo, time to Rabbi Yosef Elili Miacha. So Rabbi Yosef, I'm sorry, not yet. Desanya. Hayar Rabbi Yom Yom. Rabbi Yom said as follows. Ne'emar, it says, top of test. It says, lo sagia yado, v'ne'emar lo sasig yado. It says as follows. The pasuk says, lo sagia yado deise, ve'evies ashamar she'achata sh'tei torim sh'tei b'nei yonos. This is the pasuk, ultimately, again, of carbon oleviorate. Carbon oleviorate. So it says, lo sagia yado, and it says, lo sasig yado. So listen to this. Mi sheba lide anios v'ashiros. Rabbi Yosef, who is subject to the laws of carbon oleviorate? Who's subject to the laws of carbon oleviorate? Only someone who is shayach to the parsha of wealth and poverty. Only someone who has the ability to be on the spectrum, or you could mean only someone who could either be wealthy or poor. Yotza nasi umashiach she'in bo'in lide anios. Rabbi Yosef, a nasi, a king, and the Mashiach, who's the Mashiach? He's the Kohen Gadol. Right? He's the Kohen Gadol. Neither of those individuals could ever be poor. Right? They are not shaykh to poverty. Why not? Nasi dichsiv va'ase achas mikomitzas Hashem Elokav. Mishain agabav ela Hashem Elokav. So we'll say, so first of all, again, when it comes to the king, so we'll say, ultimately, again, the pasuk says, va'aso achas mikomitzas Hashem Elokav. He will go ahead and do one of the mitzvos from Hashem is God. Mi she'in agabav el Hashem alakav. Rabbi say this comes to exclude from the parasha of Olav Yored someone who only has God above him. Rabbi say, who is the person who only has God above him? No one else is above him. That's the nasi. That's the king. Va'koin agadol me'echav shugadol me'echav benoi bekoach bechachma uba'osher. And furthermore, it says, the Kohen who is greater than his brothers. He who is greater than his brothers, benoi, in handsomeness, bekoach, in strength, bechachma, wisdom, uba'osher, and wealth. Achirim omrim, minayim shim, ein lo gadleo mishalachim. The Achirim say, how do you know that even if the Kohen is not, let's say he wasn't wealthier than his other Kohanim, how do we know that we make him wealthier? Tamul omar, v'akohen agadol me'echav, asher yitzak arosho, God lehu me'echav. Which means what? Even if he is not wealthy on his own, then what? We make him wealthier than everyone else. God lehu me'echav. Make him wealthier than everyone else. So bottom line, what the Gemara says over here is as follows. How does Rabbi Yosef Lili know that the Kohen Gadol and the Melech are exempt from these circumstances of their specific part, their specific carbon, in situations where there is a carbon oleviorate? Because Rabbi said the carbon oleviorate only applies to who? Only applies to someone whose station in life is that he could be poor or wealthy. It excludes people who what? Rabbi said have no shaychus to poverty because of their position. Therefore, because the king and the Kohen Gadol have no shaychus to poverty, because meaning their position does not allow for poverty, therefore, again, the unique karbanos that they bring in situations where they issue an erroneous ruling, Rabosai, do not apply to circumstances of karban ole v'yored. Why? Because, again, they have no shaychus to poverty. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the same way that the par halam dara min atzibor does not apply to cases where there's not a chatas kavod, does not apply to a case where there's an ole v'yored. For example, kizat tumas mikdash v'kadashav, bitoy svasayim shmi askol, so to the unique karbanos of the Nasi and of the Kohen Gadol, if they issue erroneous rulings, do not apply here as well. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up. If here it's Hashem, that's some of the Allah tomorrow.